got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn. Tell people to stay off the lawn. Compare it to your neighbor's lawn. And complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Yeah, what's up, y'all? What's going on, brother?
Street Champs Radio, baby.
Legendary Queens rapper.
Hey, hang, Sangria, this your boy N.O.R.E.
He's a Miami hip-hop pioneer.
What up, is DJ EFN?
Together, they drink it up with some of the biggest players in music and sports.
You know what I mean?
The most professional, unprofessional podcast.
This is Drinks Champ Radio, where every day is New Year's Eve.
Let's go!
All we got is us, this new podcast. It's your boy N.O.R.E.
What up, is DJ EFN?
And this is Drink Champ's motherfucking podcast. Make some noise! I totally forgot.
Sunny
has some Mescal that is imported from
fine cognac from France.
The depths
he
of
said it's a fine cognac from France.
The depths of Haiti. Show some respect.
In Haiti, we don't make cognac. That's just
is
real
this part of Prince's
from France? From France. Well, you know Haitians use it too, but it's really from France.
It's from Haiti.
All right, let's make some noise for Haiti. Goddamn it. So today, this is our first time we actually planned and scheduled and was expecting a guest. Guest had ran into some medical.
It's the first time that this
happened. Yeah, first time this happened. People have been telling us forever that, you know, we should not only have our show, guest-based.
Right.
And we agreed, and we said we're going to give a couple of shows to them that's just us. Right now, we got Mr. Lee in the building.
Yeah,
if you don't
guests,
know who Mr. Lee
guests.
Is here.
No, name alone.
You know, if you don't know who Mr. Lee is, he's been on every Pusha T album ever and Clips, correct?
Yeah, correct.
Oh, both of them, Dottie. You the guy who says Dottie.
Let him know, Dottie.
Let him know, Dottie. Let's make some noise for Dottie. We also got my good friend Scram Jones, who invited a friend the other day to a club, and they wound up getting shot. Let's make some noise for Scram Jones. Graham Jones invited his friend to the TI concert, and he got shot. Boom! This is a fact, right? What's his name? Let's big him up. Let's big him up.
Mess, man. Get better, bro.
What's his name?
Chris Mess.
Mess. He was a mess that night. God damn it. Let's make some noise when he gets shot. God damn it, man. God damn it. I'm sorry,
you
man.
You foul.
Yeah. And we also got Sonny D. BET.
A.K.A. Mr. Super Slime.
A.K.A. Mr. Flea Market. A.K.A. Hey, my glasses might be suspect. A.K.A.
Flea Market A thing.
A.K.A. my Drink Champ shirt is bootlegged. Okay. A.K.A. Snow Bunny. Never takes him as being funny.
Oh, Lord.
His name is Sonny. All right, don't worry about it. We got you. Calm down.
What brand is your glasses? Bucci?
Yeah.
Those Bucci.
Are those Fussies?
Those are Nucci's.
Are those Fusassos? Five and Fossils?
Yes, yes.
Come on.
Whatever you guys say, okay. I agree.
Make some noise, Sonny DBET. Introducing all our whole crew tonight. We also got Boris. He is from Peru.
Speak to the people.
Sometimes his ceviche. Sometimes he smells weird. Like ceviche. Say what's up to the people, Boris.
What's up?
Say it in English.
Come on, Boris. What's up? We'll put subtitles.
What's good?
Say what's up to your people in Peru.
What's going on, y'all?
Tell them wrestling is big in Peru.
No, it's not.
Just tell them the people that.
Are you not a luchador?
It's not. So, you know, we're bugging out tonight. Tonight, we got nobody. We're at the famous 8&9
store. Shout out to 8&9.
Every time I'm in 8&9, I'm dripped in 8&9 from head to toe. But tonight, I got my sombrero on.
Where'd you get that?
The W Hotel. I don't know where it's from other than W. Flaucher. That's it. You know what I mean?
I was drunk.
Did I meet Kelsey Grammer before that or after this?
That's Kelsey's hat.
Before. So I felt rich. It was like $180. I don't know why. I just bought it. I just bought it. I didn't get no history. Like, when I buy weed, I'll be like, yo, where did it come from? Who grew it? You know, is it California? Is it sativa? Is it indica? Right. I did none of that for this hat. I just bought it. Let's just make some noise for the hat.
She was drunk.
So we're having fun right now. Yo, Daddy, so how did you hook up with Pusha T, and how did that collaboration come about? You sold them weed. Let's keep it real.
No, he don't smoke, right?
They never smoked, right? Clips never smoked. Wow, that's
they
wild.
Never smoked. None of them.
Talk to the mic.
Now P, now Pusha, now Miles. None of them.
Yeah,
smoke.
I know.
I don't know. We just hanging out in the studio.
Right?
Yeah, it's
okay,
your beer.
You good?
Sure. Okay. We was in the studio and P just came out with the idea about yo.
And when you say P, you talking about Pusha T.
Skateboard
Pete. Yeah,
oh, shit.
Pete. Let's make some noise for Mr. Lee having connection. Skateboard Pete. I'm not the only one here. Damn, I don't know. My horns smell. My horns.
That don't sound right.
Let's just play some of my horns right now. Hold on. I gotta stop smoking. At some point, I gotta stop. Go ahead, continue.
Yeah. So, Pharrell just called Pusha and just let him know, listen, I got this track, let's do it. Mm. But we gotta put Lee on it. Let him just talk that talk, you know?
Right, talk that
so
talk.
So I brought that Broadway, you know?
That
Dominican broken accent, you know? Whoa.
And you came to Miami one time 20 years ago and never went back to New York.
I believe you did too.
Yeah, that's pretty true. Now, Scram, you got your man shot the other day. What happened?
Oh, man, you foul dude.
You invited him to the club and he got shot.
First of all.
Is that what happened?
Damn, you want me to go?
It's like kind of, but come on, Scram, let's weed between the lines. You did invite your boy all hit right, you, he right. was riding a bike.
Yeah.
He was riding a bike.
You a good listener.
He was riding a bike.
Yeah. All right, so my man, yeah, he did hit me.
He
was bike riding with his homegirl. I don't know if it was his girl or his homegirl. You know what I'm saying?
We don't know.
You know what I'm saying? But either way.
And you told him to come to the T.I.
I said,
concert.
If you want to get it for free, come down with sound check before 7. Mm,
you had him there early like EFN.
He slipped
he got
it.
Shot.
He slipped it.
This is back.
Now you're playing me for that.
Okay, X-Ram.
Exactly. So he showed up before 7 during sound check.
So he been there since 7 o'clock to get shot. At what time he got
sweaty.
Shot?
Sweaty.
No, I'm not laughing at that. I'm just saying. But you did invite him.
I think it's documented when it was shot. But I think it was. But yeah, I did invite him.
You did invite him.
And yeah, you know what happened after that. I mean, basically, I DJed all night, got off stage, and 10 minutes later, we heard shots. Mm. And
T.I. ran in your room, correct?
T.I. did run in our room. Mm. You know what I'm saying? On the side room, we closed the door, and that's when the shot came through the ceiling, hit my man in the stomach.
Oh, shit. Mm.
Yeah.
Is he all right?
My man. Yeah, yeah, all right. He had to get like 6 inches of his intestine out, though. Damn. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But, you know, T.I. called him yesterday. Shout out to T.I. None of this was his fault. You know what I'm saying? Right. Try to show love to all the New York artists. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, he was going to pull out like 4 different New York artists done the show.
Uncle Murda, Mano, Troy,
and Dave East.
And Dave East, okay.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. So that's what I was talking. I was talking to Dave East when we was in there in the side room right after I got off stage. And that's when we heard a rumble upstairs, which obviously was them first shots. Mm. And then T.I. ran in the room, and then Murda came in the room, and then we got the second shots hit, and I was actually the one that came through the ceiling.
Wow. And you, how far was you standing next to him when that happened?
I was across from him. It was a tight ass. It was a real small dressing room. You know?
Wow. So so it happened upstairs, and y'all talking, and then what was his reaction?
His reaction, he was just stuck. He was just stuck. He didn't say anything. We didn't
even. Because y'all didn't hear the shots, or did y'all hear the shots?
No, we heard him. Everybody hit the deck, kind of like. Okay. It was super loud. So, you know what I mean? But we thought it was out, you know what I mean? Where the fighting was going on. We thought we was all, like, in a bomb shelter, basically. But we didn't realize it came through the ceiling and hit my man. Crazy. And my man didn't really say nothing. When he got hit, he didn't say nothing. So, dudes was like, oh, it's a graze. It's that. He just, you know, he was stuck.
God bless him. Let's make some noise.
He good.
For his recovery. Now, Sonny D, BET, you just shot yourself in the foot as well. This is correct, right? No, because I seen your big bunion when you walked in the crib. Like, yeah. Like, where does your feet come from? Is your feet Carithian leather?
I don't even know how to answer.
His feet are Darth Brachy.
No, Sonny D, your feet is from hell. Let's just keep it real.
His feet from Game of Thrones.
You took off
your shoe one time in my crib. You was never invited back. This is a fact.
Are you a mother of dragons?
Where is this shit coming from?
I don't know. We just freestyling over here. Ant, what's going on, Ant? Say hello to the people, man. Say hello to the people. Yeah. How you
good,
doing?
Good.
I thought you was bringing your pops. Where your pops at?
He's still in the crib. He's being a good man for once.
Okay. All right. That's what's up. That's what's up. Mike is in the building. Mike, say what's up to the people, Mike.
What's up, people? What's up, people?
What's going on, man?
Shout out Hazardous Sounds.
What kind of weed was that? What kind of weed was that you brought earlier?
I don't know.
It's like premature grown. Let me see.
Creamies?
Just because Jose's here. Jose makes me look bad. Jose wasn't here.
It's a premium.
It smell good.
Jose wasn't here.
It look good.
Big up Jose for dropping.
It just don't smell good.
Jose's on me.
Shit out big drizzle in the hizzle.
Hey, I'm gonna take a piece. I'm gonna test you out.
Huh?
I'm gonna test you out. I gave you back your card. Big up my man Jose too. Where you from, Jose?
I forgot.
Miami.
Big up to Jose from Miami. Mike said, what's up? Paul, what's going on? Pisno, what's going on? That's our sports.
Yeah.
Hey, Paul can do that. Paul, do it again.
Jim.
Yeah, he sounds like Yogi Bear.
Yo, Eddie said that he sends his greetings from home.
Let's send Eddie greetings, and we are being disrespectful because a very special birthday just passed. We don't know if we're going to play this, but we're going to just document the time that we did this.
It's a time
stamp. EFN, happy motherfucking birthday, brother. Happy birthday,
thank
brother.
Thank you for wishing me a happy
19th. You guys are rich, man. I see you had the Four Seasons rented out.
Come on.
Let's make some noise for him out of the Four Seasons rented out.
And now I'm poor.
So, man, happy birthday, man.
Thank you, my brother.
You turned 19. I put it on
19,
Twitter.
Yeah, some people believe that, too.
How is it being 19 again?
It's fun.
Because we have reinvented ourselves.
We did reinvent ourselves.
This is fact. I'm rolling a blunt and talking, too. This is a great thing. This is a great thing, man.
And Boris is looking at you like saliva come out of his mouth.
Because where's my 2 blunts? Yeah, because I don't know if I'm passing these. Because I'm in interview mode. So what'd you do for your birthday besides the group?
Just that, man.
That's it?
Four Seasons, relax, have some drinks.
Yeah, Four Seasons is very expensive.
Girls, any girls in there?
My girl.
Let's make some noise, man. When you, when a person say that, we got to say, aww. Thank you. Once again, we had the famous 8 and 9. You know what I'm saying? Let's big up to the people at 8 and 9. We have a great collaboration coming out.
Yep,
it probably came out by the time that we recorded this. But these guys are people. They're not only collaborating with us, but they opened their homes, their home to us. We're in their home right now collaborating, and we have a lot of drinks. Let's big up to Southern Brand. Is it Southern Brand that distributes the rock?
I have no idea.
You don't remember? Come on, bro. You was on a great call at CBS. You don't remember? You was like, Southern Brand.
Southern Brand, yes. I believe
is it Southern Brand?
Or Southern Wine.
Southern Wine. Southern Wine.
Something like that. The distributor.
Let's bring them up. The distributor.
Shout out to Ciroc. Let's just say.
Shout out to Ciroc. Ciroc.
This guy wants to go to the distribution network and
shit. Yeah, definitely. We want to put some pressure on the baby.
Shout out to Moet. We got this big ass tub. And you be taking baths in this tub when we take a bath.
Yeah. Big up Hazardous Sound. Hazardous Sound. In the building.
Big bottles over here, too.
Big drain.
Those are expensive bottles right there, baby.
How you like them big drain for the photography that
big
you
Big drain
you
photography. Killing He's it, like motherfucking Andy Warhol right now, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out Rich Blanco.
Shout out to Carlito. Carlito, speak on the mic, baby. Say what's up to the people.
Yo, what's up, cabrón?
Okay. Let's make some noise.
Tonight's Latin lingo night.
Yeah, Latin lingo night, man.
Que lo que pasa? Let's just do it in Spanish.
So where you from, Mr. Lee, in Harlem?
I'm from Uptown.
Uptown. Look at Harlem niggas. Dominicans started to form on me when I said that. I got it wrong. So, Gad, tell them where you on.
From Broadway, B. You know,
the Cocaine
DR.
Cowboys. But is it the Wild Cowboys?
The Wild Cowboys. Right. The curly hairs. I'm not from that era. No.
Dominican nigga.
That's,
look
that's predates all.
For years, I've been buying my coat for the same cat. Jerry Curl nigga. Dominican nigga that look black. Whoa! So now you're throwing parties, man. You're throwing like some of the hottest parties out here, correct?
Yeah, I've been throwing parties since 97. That's how come everything, you know.
Shout out to Phil the Mayor, too.
Phil the Mayor, me and him.
Now, are you down with Headliner?
No.
Hey, you gotta stop shaking. I'm gonna keep it real. Shaking is crazy. It's coming up on the mic, and I don't even got headphones. I'm nice, guy. Continue.
Nah, man. That's family right there. We work together, but.
So, what's the name of your company? Star Rock?
Rock? Yeah,
Star Let's make some noise for Star Rock, goddammit. You promote your company in another clothing company. That's how we do it, because we get down with money and everybody's cool. Sonny DBT, he is my friend. He is a great guy, and he shaves himself. It's crazy. You got to shave your back. Have you ever seen your back? Your back is fucked up.
Oh, hell no. We don't want
to. Yo, one day, yeah, show him your chest hairs. Just show him how. Just show him your AARP card. Look at that. That's an AARP card right there. Look at that.
You just ruined that shirt right now, too. You're not getting another one, man. Oh, I forgot that's a bootleg.
Listen, we all grew
he prints his own.
We all grew up.
So, Scrap Jones, you just left tour with Raekwon, correct?
Not tour, but we just did a show.
Okay, what happened?
a performance, I'm assuming.
You didn't, know some of Ray words? Was that what happened?
You foul. You go ahead.
Go ahead, everybody.
You're funny.
You had an argument.
We ain't no argument.
Nah, I was playing around.
Hell no. Peace to Ray. Number love. Yeah, we make good bread that night. We good. You know what I'm saying? But either way, I'm the DJ. I'm not the hype man. But the thing was, there was a lot of squares in the crowd. You know what I mean? Well, I shouldn't say squares. I mean,
what was the name of the record you ain't know? Because I want to know if I know it.
Nah, it wasn't no record, Slime.
You don't
remember? Nah, I know all his records in there. But what I'm saying to you is, the people didn't know all the records.
It's not Shade 45. You gotta keep that man a drink.
I got the.
Give him some of your Panther juice. Give him some of your Panther juice.
Man, I'm trying to see where you're going with that. Cognac.
Oh, that's cognac, nigga?
That's cognac.
Damn it.
Oh, I'm saying, man, I'm trying to cut to the
chase. Scram, you've been on the road getting money for a long time.
Somewhere around here.
When was it? Because you started as a producer, correct?
Yeah, they love
it. I started as a. What did I start? I started as a DJ.
Oh, word?
I started as a DJ in high school.
Since
I was 15.
What was your DJ name?
Scram.
Scram Jones?
It was just Scram at first. And I started making beats, and it was just, you know.
Now, is it true Scram Jones, the original Scram Jones, was like a rat? Or like he's a prick person who killed?
I don't know anybody but me.
You know? Oh, you didn't know?
You really
But I know it's not. Yeah, but no, I know it's not
this original Scram Jones.
But you called this the guy was a rat?
No, that's the original. That was the original.
You need the promo? I just filled it up.
It's going fast.
No, I just filled it up. That's why it was in front of me. I just filled it up.
Nah, so, Sonny, when are you going to Haiti, man? The people in Haiti said you sold out.
Well, I've never been.
They say you're making too much money.
That's what I'm saying. They say you're making too much money.
I've never been in my life, but I would like to go. I missed the opportunity to go with EFN. Mm. I was actually a little jealous when I saw them.
Almost
get killed in City Soleil.
Hood in the world, City Soleil.
City Soleil. That's my favorite hood in the world.
Experience, but someday
they were asking about you when I was there.
They was.
Yeah.
They never seen me.
They said when you bringing them some Bucci glasses.
Now, Mike, you just
whole shit we come.
Mike, you just got accepted for the weed judge, right? You're gonna be a weed judge. Where's this gonna take place at? You gotta come and talk to the mic, brother. Yeah, we,
San Francisco.
Mm-hmm. Let's make some noise for him being a weed judge. God damn it!
We was weed judges.
Oh, we were weed judges. You was in Amsterdam. That's a famous Amsterdam. Yeah, Amsterdam.
Styles and Ghosts.
Yeah, man. I don't know why you're acting shy right now. Take another shot, man.
I'm hot.
Come on, man.
This is like more like weed champs than me the drink champs. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you
want
to smoke this? I ain't gonna put a little crack.
Scrant came on our off day.
You want? We got a little crack in here. You want some of this?
No, I'm saying I'm good. I'm trying to drink.
Nah, I'm smoke crack. I'm just saying. But go ahead.
I'm saying.
Yeah, we were weed judges in Amsterdam. Let me tell you something.
How was that?
That's a famous story because it's the first time I ever played with Styles P. Like, Styles P has always came across as like the guy from the locks that you don't play with. And then Styles kept looking at the weed and he kept going like this. And I just kept looking at him like, yo, my nigga. In my mind, he had like the little glasses on. Like, I don't know if he did, but in my mind, he did. And, yeah, that was the first time I played with Styles, and me and him been cool. We always been cool, but like from that moment on, like we've been, you know what I mean, like ace boom cools. Go ahead. Oh, I'm gonna hit that wrong.
They gave us 28 strands to try, so like, it was a lot of downtime. I don't understand how we was trying to compare them. Like, once you high. Like, how you comparing the next high when you're already high?
How did you have to smoke it though? With papers?
What we did.
Bongs?
We found swishers and shit like that, but we did splits too.
Now, what's up with your co-host? For your show?
Who?
The co-host for Shade 45.
I don't have a co-host.
You don't have a co-host? Damn. Remember Shorty?
She was my co-host.
She was that girl?
Yes, guys. Man, awkward.
What am I doing? It's the way he reacted. Like, he had a co-host before.
You're being such a slime ball. I was a
different co-host every week. I don't know which way to talk
about. The Chinese one.
She wasn't Chinese. She was Asian. She was Thailand. She's from Thailand, man. Chill out, man.
Oh, shit. You got to change the subject when they start. So, Sonny D, you having a weekend this weekend in Miami?
You having a weekend in Miami?
Flying somewhere.
What are you talking about? It's snowing in Miami.
Well, I live here. And, it's more than a weekend. It's a lifestyle. I live here. And, I have a lot of fun in Miami, and I enjoy it very much.
Yeah? Pretty much. So what's your favorite flea market, Sonny? Let's get to it.
USA? USA.
Where the hood at?
Where's that?
Shout out to the hood.
Is that Kendall?
79th Street Flea Market. Liberty City.
Let's do Haiti?
No, it's in Liberty City.
Liberty City?
Liberty City.
Not Carroll Mark?
Liberty City.
Not Carroll
Mark? It's right by Carroll Mark. Brownsville. Liberty City, Little Haiti. It's like 20 minutes.
Sonny DBT, he's his character, man. So now, Mr. Lee, man, what made you move to Miami? Well,
I came here in 97 just for vacation for a weekend. And I just
said, fuck it, I'm staying.
I said, fuck this shit. No more New York for me, man.
Right.
I just had to stay. The weather, the women's.
You saw how much fun.
The weather, the women's.
This guy was having.
Love it.
You know?
Love it. You gotta love it.
Diablo, logo.
Diablo, let's make some noise for Diablo.
Opportunity is not equally distributed. To every Black entrepreneur listening, I want to make sure you have the tools and resources you need to grab your next opportunity. That's why I'm telling you about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million Black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the Black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have Black ownership. This program gives Black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field. From free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial, Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive 120-day free trial at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Yo, come on, man. So what's going on?
The game's on, bro.
The game's on. The game's
on. The game is on, man. We're watching the game, just so y'all know. We don't know when we're going to put this out. But EFM, we had some crazy episodes. One of my favorite episodes. I'm going to pick an episode, and you pick an episode. I would have to say it would be Ja Rule and Jada Kiss.
That was a fun one.
The reason why is because we were supposed to go to Ja Rule's house, remember?
Yep. And to see his theater.
To see his theater. He kept telling us, I got a movie theater. I want to do the podcast in the movie theater. I was like, I don't know how that's going to work. But all right, cool, Ja. And then what happens is Jada was
the night
supposed
before.
To go the night before. So for everybody who's asking about this Styles P
Chic
interview. Yep. We got it done. It's already done. Maybe by the time we drop this, it's probably already out. But
maybe
we don't
we'll
know.
Add this to that.
Yeah, and then we'll add this to that. But so what happens is the next day, Jada hits me and was like, "Yo," because he was the only one who didn't show up. So Jada hits me and was like, "Yo, I want to make it up to you. You know what I'm saying? So what we gonna do?" So I said, "You all, you know, come to the city." And I told Ja Rule, I told Jada, or I told Ja Rule 9. And I told Jada 11 or something like that. And they both just wind up at the same time.
Yeah.
So I'm in the bathroom. I remember I'm in the bathroom. I had to get a haircut. So I'm getting a haircut, and I'm like, damn, should we interview them separate? But they were both here. They hit it off. And we were just like,
yeah, that was the first time we did something like that where we had
like
two separate artists.
Yeah, two separate artists. We put them together. We didn't know that they got along or not.
That was yeah.
That was on the spot. We was also supposed to, just for the people that know, we were supposed to do Beanie Siegel today. Beans ran into a little bit of health issues. We want to support him and let him know that hopefully we're going to get him soon before he leaves. And we were supposed to also, I was going to try to put Beanie Siegel with Boosie.
That would have been interesting.
That would have been interesting. So for the people that's out there, whoever you hear this, if you hear this, that's what we was going to try to do. But the most interesting... That was one of the most interesting episodes because...
For you.
Yeah, for me. You know what I'm saying? I'm a big fist. Because when Jada spoke about, you know, Suge Knight.
Nah, there's classic stories in that.
Yeah.
Classic stories.
Yeah, but that Suge Knight, when he said Suge Knight called Geek Mom's house. Like, yeah, you don't remember that? Nobody don't remember that?
Damn, I don't remember that.
Yeah, he said he was...
That's the problem about drinking on these shows. Yeah. I don't remember the shows after we do them.
Then he called Geek Mom's house and... I was blown away. That was an interesting.
Oh, to sign them.
Yeah, to sign them.
Are you sure that's not in the interview before that at D Block?
No, because it's Jada. It's Jada. Yeah, it's Jada. Because I don't listen to episodes that we didn't drop two times. I listen to it one time,
right.
And I listen to that.
We both have a different process.
Yeah, it's a different process, definitely. So that was one of my that moment. And that episode was one of mine. What is one of yours?
My favorite is Gunplay and Capone. I told you that from the...
That's your favorite because we was the drunkest?
It's just, it was fun.
I was the drunkest on Currency, but...
You were definitely
I was like Dolo. But go ahead, continue.
But no, Capone and Gunplay. Uh-huh. First, because Gunplay was the first time we had a Southern artist.
Mm-hmm.
So repping for my crib, for Miami.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, Pone and Gunplay, they fam. So
right.
It was just a real fun, smooth. We got tore up on that episode.
Yes,
like, that was the first time we were genuinely just shit-faced.
And then we had a show after that.
Yeah,
CNN.
I don't remember what
happened. I don't remember what happened either. I was hoping you was on it. What happened, Sonny?
Smoked a J size of a Moet bottle.
Right. That's
I remember that.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that.
I don't know how.
Sonny, take off the glasses because you don't see the table that you keep pushing back.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, I'm just saying.
Looking blind over here and shit.
You look like a black raccoon right now. With glasses on.
Thank you very much. The Gucci's
you look like Nino Brown if he never made it.
The Gucci's appreciated.
You look like Kevin Hart if he ate Kevin Hart. You're my friend, Sonny. Come on. Let's have some fun. We had a ball that night. We had a ball. We was doing it. Carlitos interrupted. Can you grab some wine for me, Carlitos?
Yes,
come on, let's drink. This beer is killing me, man. Mr. Lee, so what's one of your craziest parties you ever threw? Because you be having pool parties. You know, you ain't hired me for a pool party in a long time. But let's talk about that. Let's talk about that later. But you've been throwing some crazy. What's one of your favorite parties you ever do?
Craziest one? It was Jadakiss album release party in Miami at Levels.
Mm.
It was so crazy. 11:30, the whole street just got shut down.
Mm.
Cops started spraying all over.
Mm.
I think we're the cause of that, of the whole Memorial Day weekend situation that's going on now.
Mm.
That one, and one of the best party I ever threw, it was Eve's album release party in 2001. Shout out to Hitless, Phil.
Hitless from Queens, Lex.
From Queens, Lex and them. We threw the party together, Jersey Deep too, and that party was crazy. Everybody performed, the crowd was just
Rough
crazy.
Rough Riders,
Rough Riders.
That's what's up.
Locks killed it.
Right.
Everybody just had fun and they made money too.
So Scrap Jones, what is one of your favorite, you've been producing for everybody for eons. What is one of your favorite personal productions? You better go.
One of my that's a hard one.
He's smooth today.
I'm slow. I'm slow.
You're acting like a vegan on us, man. Come on.
It ain't smooth. It's slow.
Too much good shit.
You know, everything taking a second to process. That's a hard question, though. I probably like the broken safety joint. I did a Raze joint.
That's
Jada Styles and Raze.
But that's Purple Tape 2.
Yeah.
I like that one.
That was one of my favorite joints too.
Probably all the Fat Joe and Remy. That was their first Bonnie and Clyde record before Lean Back.
that kind of, you know, I like that.
But the most money you made is when you produced for Mariah. Let's keep it real.
True
Let's
talk.
Let's make some
true
noise. Grand producer for Mariah.
From Hood Laptop?
Hold on, we didn't hear what Scram said. What did you say, Scram?
I'm saying, I give credit where credit's due. I was paid, but I give credit to myself, too, for paying my dues.
That's
you know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right.
Holding you down, I always tell that story to up-and-coming dudes. Like, right. Yo, be humble, pay your dues, you know what I'm saying? Get in the right circles, and then you could, you know, you right. can scrape and sponge right. that up right there. So
basically, we're trying to say he met Mariah Carey through NRE,
so basically,
and he made a lot of money. And you my brother. And hey, you my brother, Scrap.
That's the show. Yeah. I'm about to take the short version.
Yeah. It was wonderful. You was there that night at the Hood Lab where Mariah Carey came right, and drank with us. This was like the
I was holding down the boards for you, you know what I'm saying?
Yes,
you know,
that's where we met, too.
For those that don't know, Scram is a very close friend of mine. He's a producer, but every now and then we couldn't get an engineer because he doesn't like to engineer. And he definitely don't like to engineer shit he did not produce. He would tell you that in a minute. Like, yo, you sure? You don't want to wait for cuts? Like, look at the niggas around the block. I got two bars. Can you just press record? You know what I'm saying? But he's definitely a talented producer, and I was very happy for you that night. I never, you know, wanted anything out of that. I think you deserved that moment. I think that JD, they specifically, because she took the beat from you, and then JD called somebody, because I think Jermaine Dupri was executive producing, right. And it was like, yo, you know, so what do we got to do? And I was like, nah, hit him direct. It's okay. And I just wanted to always tell you that I was proud of you for that moment.
For handling it
like a gentleman and always maintaining this relationship that we have. Let's make some noise for Scram being loyal. Yeah.
Free beats.
That's right. What you looking to go with Mariah Carey, man? Goddamn it. Pastor, oh, shit. Hold up. We got somebody pulling in. We don't think it's any guest.
With a BMW?
But
why not?
Fuck it. We'll put them on the mic. Whoever it is. Oh, that's Twin. Oh.
Can I put him on blast with that story for a second?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, wasn't it true that she offered you 50 racks, right? But then he was like, I'd rather take the hook. Right. And then you took the hook, but put her on a Green Lantern beat with pun on it.
Yeah.
But then you couldn't clear the pun shit.
So let's
hear that story.
You want to hear that story? Yeah. You know, honestly, you know, this is it's probably a bad story, but I'm going to tell it because, you know, at times when people pass away, you know, the closest person to them take over the estate.
Right.
And a lot of times, people shouldn't do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, for Tupac, when Tupac passed away, I forgot his, you know, the guy that he spits, when he spits and his guy standing right behind him, that was his cousin. I would have liked him to take over the estate, not because Mama Shakur wasn't qualified for it, but because Mama Shakur wasn't around and knowing what was going on at the moment. So it's pretty much the same thing where you got Jam Master Jay and you got, you know, Biggie. And, you know, to me, I think Big's mom should have benefited from all Big's estate. But I think that actually Little C should have ran the estate.
Right.
Not because, not even because Little C's might not be qualified or might be qualified for it, but because he was the guy that was with Big all the time.
Right.
So what happened was we reached out to Pun's estate lawyer. We never spoke to the people direct, but we reached out to Pun's estate lawyer. And I think we offered $40,000. It's like, yeah, we got $40,000, you know, boom, boom, boom. And they was like, our lawyer says, so like, I don't think we're speaking
the
to
lawyer got a
I don't
lawyer.
Think we're speaking to the big lawyer. We're speaking
it's
to
horrible.
The little lawyer.
You already know it's
like
going
our
nowhere,
lawyer said we could get at least 80.
Our
and
lawyer,
you know, at the time I could have went through Steve Rifkin, I could have went to Fat Joe direct, but I was trying to do the right thing and going to the actual, you know, the family's lawyer, you know what I mean? And when it didn't go through, it was crazy because I knew L.A. Reid wasn't gonna, you know, offer anymore or that, and it was real, man. So yeah, man, big up Mariah for still keeping it real, but it was an awkward situation for me. And had it been with, like, you know, Leo Combs, and, you know, not to say that, but Leo Combs visited me on a set with Big Pun. Not to say that, you know, L.A. Reid didn't understand that, but there's no Leo knew it more. Neil Levine knew it more. L.A. We was more on the business sense and was like, yo, we're paying, you know, 40, 60 grand for a person that can't come to the video, that can't help push the record. He's like, I get that's what you want to do, but, you know, our budget is 40 and we can go to 50, but they wanted 80. Like, oh, wow. It was for a person, God bless, that would have did my record for free. Like, me and Pun never charged each other. We did like 80 records. Like, me and Pun got 2 albums somewhere in somebody's hard drive. And I've never invoiced him. I didn't even know what an invoice was. And he did, but he never invoiced me. You know what I'm saying? So that's how that record derived. I didn't want to keep going around and keep doing going through drama. So I basically let it go. I let a record with Mariah Carey. I could have been greedy. You know what I'm saying? Which leads me to, you know, what just happened with Joe Crack. You know what I'm saying? You know, me and Hov, we spoke. And, you know, Joe Crack had this record all the way up. It was out. It was bubbling. But in order for him to do something crazy, he wanted to do a remix. And this is Joe Crack's word. He's like, yo, man, I hit Becca's, I hit Menia's, I hit Tata, I hit, you know, he had...
He was reaching out before.
All these guys, right. You know, all these guys. I don't even want to keep naming because I'm Becca. Did I say Becca?
Yeah.
But, Joe, he said, they wouldn't... plug him. So he said, yo, how did you get in contact with Jay-Z? And I remember being in front of mad people. So I was telling him, yo, Joe Crack on the phone. So he's like, yo, how did you get in contact with Jay-Z? I was like, I was acting. I was like, Jay don't get in contact with you. I mean, I said, nobody gets in contact with Jay. He gets in contact with you. So he's like, what? And then I said, yo, you know, Crack, I know the plug. Hold on. I said, hold on. So, when I held on, I got Blink on the phone. And I told Joey, I was like, yo, you know.
Was this after the call that you had gotten already?
From Jay, yeah.
Yeah, this is after.
I had the phone number, but I'm not calling Jay-Z.
I'm just keeping it 100
with you. That phone number is useless in my phone. Like, I don't know why. Like my phone butt dials, like, you know, drunk dials and butt dials and shit like that. Like, I mean, just make sure it ain't reached that thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? So I said, I'm gonna get you on the phone with Bleak. And Joe said, man, every time Bleak see me, he be on some tough guy shit. And I was like, he probably think the same shit about you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So he got on the phone. They chopped it up. It was like, yo, this is for the city. So, in all actuality, like, that was the most unselfish move I ever did in my life. Let me make some noise for Nori being unselfish. I knew I had a direct line to Jay-Z, and I knew I had, like, maybe I got a favor from him. And my one favor, if I had that, maybe I'm wrong, maybe I'm right. But if I had that, I'd rather... Give it to my brother, so, yeah. Joe Crack, because 100% his record was blazing. It deserved it. And I played my part in the city by helping this happen. And that's how it happened, motherfucker. God damn it.
Motherfucking
All the way up.
And even before that, you know, I was going to clubs, you know, and making sure the DJ play all the way up. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I threw out a record as well. I just ain't had that money behind it. So my shit, it didn't do as well. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not a hater. Like, you know, that's my brother. I can put the people before me. That's what make, they say, what you, the how you get to heaven is the amount of favors you can do for somebody who can't pay you back.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And it's not that. I'm all right, my nigga. That look like a back way. I'm all right. But what is that?
It's a Dutch Burr Fusion. 2 for 99 cents.
Oh, that's definitely going to give me a headache. you know, that was a selfless act, you know, of me because I put somebody before me. And that's what I want to. It's not like Fat Joe can't pay me back. But I didn't do it for a payback.
Right.
I didn't do it for that. That's my brother. He's always been supportive. And, you know, and it's great for New York City.
For the culture,
you know what I'm saying? Great for the culture, man. You know, put that in the past. Also, after our podcast,
yes.
People couldn't reach DMX. Nobody could reach DMX. Like, I'm standing right in front of DMX, and I see his phone. I see his phone ring 600 times and him not move. Like, I stood right in front of DMX. His phone just rings. And he'll sit right there, just ignore it. Like this. Like, I don't even think he hears it. Like, he doesn't. Like his ignore game, his curve game is so crazy. And, that's real. Like, that's years of curving. You know what I'm saying? With him, we got to join out and, you know, 40 who's a good friend of mine. you know, they were trying to reach out to X because they didn't want to violate, you know, I believe they had the clearance already through Universal, but they didn't have the artist clearance, which is a big difference. And he hollered at me, and then, you know, Ali, of course, was like, hey, man, we just got an email or something like that from Drake's people, and, you know, we good, but, you know, before everything, we would like to, you know, speak. I hit 40, 40 hit me back, and, you know, we made it happen. We got DMX and Drake on the phone for those two records, man. And again, Nori asked for absolutely nothing. God damn it, make some noise! Again, man. You know, I don't do real shit for something fake and replace. I just realized that, you know, I hope them brothers pray for me at night and make sure everything is Gravedale, Babydale, because we're going to keep moving and we're going to keep doing our thing, man. You know what I'm saying?
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
We're back to Drink Champs Radio with rapper NORE and DJ EFN.
And right now we're doing we just seen the food show trailer. What do you think about that? What do you
think? I think it's pretty fucking dope.
What do you think about that? You're shining in there as well. Salud. Do I got a sticker on my cup?
Yeah, you do.
Right? Salud. Scram, you seen the food show trailer?
Yeah, man.
Come on, you got to stay in your cup, brother. You seen the food show trailer. How do you feel, Scram?
Well, Slam, back on the drinking DMX topic, You With Me happened because of Views, which is a track on Views, which is a DMX
song. That's the name of it.
Yeah, it's called You With Me. The song, it starts off.
Let's make some noise for Twin trying to shine. Yeah, that's a fact. Let's go.
No Snapchat, Twin.
Yeah, nah, you can Snapchat. No. Let me get a light. Damn, nigga stole my lighter. No, I stole it for myself. So what I just asked, you seen the food show truck?
Yeah, what I was saying was, you were saying that you do good things for people. You don't ask for nothing back, but then the universe blesses you.
That's right.
With a food show.
Karma, right. Man, karma.
What else? Let's make some noise for the food show.
You got blessed because you blessed. Shout out to the universe, blessing Lord.
Shout out to the new universe, man.
You bless all of you, get blessed back.
Exactly, man.
Now, Mr. Lee, do you eat ass? You just look like an ass.
I eat pussy.
No, sideways question.
Yeah, me too. I don't eat ass. But I ain't gonna front. Like a lot of Dominicans that I know, they are into ass eating. What is?
Be clear. You mean ass that comes with pussy? Be clear.
If you make that, be clear about it.
Twin, you in the ass
eating? I'm shorty got a fat ass. I'm hungry.
Yeah, you look like you eat ass.
He puts on an apron.
I'm Dominican. You said it.
Ass eaters is it's been popular since. What's the bitch name? Janelle Eiko.
Yeah.
No, it's not Janelle Eiko. Groceries. Who's the grocery?
Oh no.
Is this an ass song? An ass eating song?
Oh, yeah,
what do you like? Groceries? The chick said it.
Thank God I don't know that stuff.
Gene Eichel?
He's a grocery shopper right now.
It's Gene Eichel?
Gene Eichel's her name.
Gene?
I don't know if she's
the grocery. She did that.
Yeah.
No, I don't think she did.
What do you like? Groceries, right? Google that.
It's a Mario
song. Big up on Mario. All right, yeah, but who's the chick on there?
I don't know.
That, she made Ian Booty famous.
I don't know. I just know. She made me want to eat that.
I don't think it's her. I don't think it's her, though.
I've been having thoughts of eating ass lately. I'm not going to lie. Is she coming up? I never ate ass before, man. I came near the asshole.
It is. It's Gene Eichel.
You're right.
I never ate ass.
Gene
Eichel.
I didn't even know.
You have the doggy style. You got that ass. You got the pussy and everything. So, eat that ass.
Amari and Chris Brown and Gene Eichel.
So you're not a booty eater?
No, I'm not a booty. I'm a pussy eater.
Mr. Lee. Okay, I'm a pussy eater too.
Ladies.
How about you, Scram Joe?
I'm good at that.
You used to be vegan.
Do I eat pussy, you guys ask me?
Asshole.
Out the shower. Everything.
Out the shower? Let's make some noise. Out the shower, man.
Pretty close.
Now, here's the ultimate.
Eat it from the back records.
You cannot lie. Listen. The bumps on your beard already answered the question. I'm just going to ask you anyway. Speak to the mic. Sunny DBT. On Instagram, Mr. your Super name Slime. Is Mr. Super Slime.
He's as on Instagram.
At one time, I seen you pick up a TV and try to throw it at somebody.
Our younger days, yes.
This is younger days.
Who was wild?
Are you a ass eater?
Never.
For the drink chat.
I'm not going to lie. Listen, man, I'm not going there. I don't know where. I just, that's not my thing.
I'm surprised.
I'm going to stick with my brother. He gave the first answer. I might do.
I got worried. I'm going to stick with my brother.
Who's your brother? Mr. Lee?
Mr. Lee. He gave the honest answer. That's my answer. But, I'm not. Going to eat groceries and shit like that.
All right, Carlito, come over here.
What's up?
I'm scared.
Oh, Carlito's in. He showed me.
You ain't the black girl?
Carlito's good.
Carlito, you ain't the black girl?
100%.
You love black girls. This is my Puerto Rican cousin. He couldn't speak English when I met him. And now he speaks fluent. Butternies. The $1 million question, Carlito.
Go ahead.
Now, Puerto Ricans, let's keep it real. Because on the island, I've been out there. Y'all get your eyebrows tweezed. just keep it real. Look at it. And y'all be shaving y'all underarms. Just keep it real. Puerto Ricans on the island. Y'all shave y'all underarms and y'all shape up your eyebrows.
Have a little eyebrows and a little wipe?
That's how you do it.
Okay,
you do it.
Right. In Puerto Rico on the island. Here's the $1 million question. Come on. You in the black girl, so don't lie.
100%.
Carlito.
Yes, sir.
Do you eat ass?
Woo!
Absolutely.
Black, white, purple, yellow, 15 year old. No,
fine. Whoa!
21, 30, 40, 50. I'm in. Yo, I fucked up. Yo, these creatures, I'm drunk as fuck. Well, I do eat ass.
Yo, what's that dude's name? Chris Monroe. I was about to come out.
$1 million.
I'm catch a predator.
Chris Hansen. And VR, there's men that are 30 years old and they date 13-year-old women. That is crazy.
It's still not cool.
It's cool. I know men that are married to 15-year-old girls and they're 35.
Not cool.
Whoa.
Drink Champs is not co-signed. This message.
This is the third world country. This isn't Dominican Republic where I'm from, where fucked up shit happens. You do that in America, you going to jail, my nigga.
You going to have to act. You need to relax.
Don't matter what country.
Don't matter what country.
Yeah, no matter where you at.
So we got to the booty. Paul, I'm sorry. But you just look like you just ate ass.
I mean, you know, for the ladies.
Yo, Paul, come on.
For the ladies. It's not a random ass either. You can't just randomly eat everybody's ass. You know?
But if Eddie was here, he'd drive by and eat ass.
Yeah, we got that documented as well.
And I'm sorry to put you in this. And it's a $1 million question. It's the butt eating question. You Puerto Rican and Dominican. So you can't go no. You both of your sides are freaky. Both of your sides are freaky, bro.
It's not lie. Ass
zips
around
here.
It's no lie. I ain't a freak.
You're a freak.
I won't intentionally go after ass the record.
But if you wind up there, you don't call an Uber.
I take both of it. You know what I'm saying?
If you wind up there, you don't call an Uber. You stay there.
He sees where the night goes. Sometimes it goes to the ass.
You clean.
When it's warm, I just pass out. You know what I'm saying? I pass out.
You clean your plate.
I spend that. Yes, it's true.
All right. So for the people who's a professional ass eater?
Eddie Giggs.
Yeah, listen. For those that don't know.
He ate ass after the take a shit.
He ate.
Oh, it happened on our show. Where's your name? It happened on the radio show.
I was about to say that.
Go ahead.
But the visual was fucked up just now. We had a show before. Big up Leo G, man.
Fudge mouth, man.
66 Raw. We was label mates with Scram, in a sense.
What was that?
We was on Sirius XM.
Yo, do Eminem cut your checks? Like, when you get the check, does it say Eminem? Like, Marshall signs your checks at Shade 45?
No.
No? Who is it? Peter? Paul Rosenberg?
Sure.
Yeah, it is?
Scram is mad cryptic with us right now.
I don't know if it's him or it's Shade 45. You're not allowed to talk about that.
Yeah. Secret society.
Non-compete.
Secret society.
Non-disclosure.
Secret society.
Was you ever on Hot 97? You did Hot 97 a couple times.
Nah. I did Angie like 5 times, so Hot 97 don't want to let me live because...
he was probably one of
them. I show love to the Angie show, but...
Okay. You DJ in all the hottest clubs in New York City. Wasn't you Greenhouse?
Greenhouse, yeah. Since I opened every Saturday, 5 years, yeah.
I heard you DJ one time, and you had Jamie Foxx right next to you. Who else was it?
I mean,
you gave me this story the other day. Let's keep it real.
Not Jamie Foxx.
You gave me a great story. You was like, you DJed, and it was right there, and you didn't even know it.
Oh, that was like last week. I did Up and Down. I had Leonardo DiCaprio, Rihanna,
Naomi Campbell. I'm just name dropping, but I'm a milk it. But end of the day, I didn't know none of them was there. But the main thing was Rihanna, because they was asked for certain obscure Rihanna records, and I was kind of like, nah, right? What are you asking for? But then after I realized, oh, you were asking because she was right next to me. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, damn, I could have really, you know what I'm saying?
They asked for a Rihanna record, you said no?
She was like trying to say peace when she was leaving to show love, because supposedly she still was vibing. Right. Keep it real, I heard she hates playing. She hates hearing her music in the club. Like when I did Greenhouse, every time she show up, the owner would be like, don't play none of her records. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? And give me some weed for her. You know what I'm saying?
And you say you don't eat ass, right?
I said I do after the shower. After the shower.
And you said you don't.
I don't.
All right, so I'm going to give y'all both a scenario. Mm-hmm. Rihanna.
Woo! Or after she
finished. Right, listen, time out. Rihanna, she just came from a long, hard game of handball with Big Mado. With Big Mado. They was... You know, how you do that? What would you call that shit? They are rubbing.
Belly bumping.
Mado was on her team. Her and Mado slayed somebody.
Mado, you said?
Big Mado. Yeah, Big Mado. It's like 500 pounds. Right? My brother. Big up Big Mado.
I remember I asked. Can I tell my Mado story when I first met him at your spot? Even though I still homie.
Right.
I said, what Mado mean? He said, short for tomato. So, yeah, I looked at him, I said, I got you, bro.
Big up Mado. Goddamn, make some story with Mado. So Rihanna comes in from playing handball. You see her rubbing on Big Mado like that. You're seeing it.
See, if it was just her sweat, you could just cut to the end.
But chill. She walks in the room. But the sweat don't look like sweat. It looks like oil. She says, nigga, it's on.
Bless
you. You get rock hard. She goes, only how it's going down. If you eat the booty like groceries. Where do you non-booty eaters at?
I'm taking up the...
I say, you know, my shit is YOLO.
I mean...
You in? Let's make some noise. Really keep it in there. Don't front, Scram Jiggity.
Straight YOLO.
YOLO?
He's going.
Let's make some noise for Scram Jiggity.
So you ain't answer if you do it.
I told you, I've been trying, man. My wife ain't letting it go down. I'm fucking around. But I have been thinking about it. Because it's everybody, it's like a phase. Like, I see, like, I'm seeing him.
He's like, I want to go to the other side.
I never went to the other side. I'm seeing memes. Like, it's memes. It's just niggas just they facing ass. I'm like, I can't, like, you know, I got to have it one time. It's like, you know, you got to make sure it's not good. It's like ecstasy. You shouldn't do ecstasy.
Right.
But you do it one time, so you know you shouldn't do it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta take a Molly once.
Get you
at least three times. A Molly, you should get five. You get five. Ecstasy, you get two. A Molly, you get five times on a Molly. You gotta know, all right, this is it.
Five times?
After five times. It's a wonderful drug, man. You just can't do it. It's very addictive. You can't just can't do it, man. But I'm just saying, you know, young guys, they eating butt. I don't know.
You just have to drive.
Young guys, man. I see them on the gram. They be bragging about it, man. You know what's funny? For all my young dudes that's under 30, right? Angela Simmons pops up with a pregnant picture. And these guys are butt hurt. These guys are like, yo, what the fuck? And you let that guy have raw sex? Like, yo, every like young dude I know under 30 took it personal that Angela Simmons got pregnant by somebody else.
She's pregnant
like,
right now?
Yeah. Look, you taking it personal too? You mad?
I didn't know
she was pregnant.
Yo, Angela Simmons, she got mad haters, God.
The dude look mad old too.
This is
the dude. It's the reason.
We don't know. Let's Google him. Come on, Hat. You in front of the computer. Let's Google him.
That man has got the picture saved.
And you are not an ass either, correct?
Anything goes with it. It's my lady. If it's my lady, anything goes.
That's a good answer right there.
Yeah. Nah, Hats, we answer it like that, Hats. We can't. No! You didn't answer
ain't none
like
of that happened to me.
I agree with you. Your friend said. I want to change my answer to that.
I'm not going to lie.
It's because I popped the cherry.
You know?
So I think
oh, back to the young shit.
I pop the cherry. I know I'm gonna nigga that pussy, so I pop the cherry.
Okay, terrible food cakes.
I done it twice. That's it.
You're like the young intense.
Twice.
Only two.
I've never been lost of words.
Until now.
Fresh fruit.
Keep it real.
I don't believe you.
Fresh fruit.
I feel like you're the type of nigga you be like, yo, how you keep doing, baby twin? I eat ass. Like, I feel like that's your opening line. Like, am I wrong? I feel like.
But you know, you didn't finish giving the Eddie Giggs story from Militainment Crazy Raw. All
right, we're at Militainment Crazy Raw Radio.
The fuck is that? Which is
EFN's office in Kendall, which is also a studio. Also had a bunch of vinyls. Eddie Giggs, this chick come in. She looked like she just got finished doing porn.
She just came from doing porn.
Eddie Giggs. So we say to Eddie Giggs, we say, yo, like, I don't know what she did. She did something that it turned him on. He was like, I'll eat that ass right now. Naked, he was like, let's see. And he ate her ass.
And she live just on did the radio. A scene.
So listen,
anal scene.
Anal scene.
Oh, I mean, supposedly she had showered and all that, but right. She just came.
So don't touch her.
Semen left.
Of course. So here's a true story, man. So this is the first time I see ass eating,
and somebody filmed it too.
Yeah, it's filmed. And listen, so for all people on this podcast, look, we're being light on y'all, but we might have some porn stars come through and let Eddie Giggs eat some pizza. Let him eat some pizza. He loves the pizza. You know Eddie Giggs? You're supposed to have him on tour in Canada. And
that's why he doesn't want to come. He's afraid you're going to bring this up.
Yeah, well, I'm bringing it up now. Well, he could have been it.
He just did.
He said he didn't know he needed a passport. That is the dumbest shit I have ever heard. He's my friend. I wish he'd be here to defend himself, but now that he's not.
But to his defense, there is a small defense. Not a real defense.
You gonna go on to some old nigga shit?
Nah. He went. I told him a month before, or 3 weeks. Enough time to get a passport.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait a minute.
No, not really.
You can expedite it.
You get him the passport?
You can expedite
and get a passport pretty quickly if you expedite it. Just gotta pay. So I tell him that. He hits me back. He's like, nah, I'm good. It says I don't need a passport online. I Googled it. I went and searched it. It says some crazy shit. It says something if you're driving on through the border, you don't need it. But you need it coming back. I said, my man, but you're still going to need it coming back. It says it clearly. He goes, I'll deal with that shit when I get back.
Yeah, right.
But still, any grown-ass man should call the airline or do whatever the fuck. Double check. You don't go about to travel to another country. You're not going to take a passport.
Right. I tried to get him the passport.
That was the funniest
thing. Oh, it was you that was trying to get it for. Right. And what happened? What was the story for that?
It was already too late. I had somebody that they got an office in my building and they was going to go and make it happen for him, but it was too late. He wasn't going to get it on time.
Right. That was funny as fuck, man. Eddie Gates. He didn't know. He needed a passport to go to Canada. That was out of line, man.
He thought just AARP card was good enough.
Eddie. Tonight we're going to DJ Epps' party.
Playhouse,
which is right. It's not far from.
Right by Dennis.
We going there tonight. Shit's happening.
That's slippers right there.
Yeah. What? He fell?
You gotta ask slippers. Somebody fell. I'm putting them.
What?
You gotta ask slippers.
If he what?
I'm lost.
If he
eats
ass,
yeah,
little child.
If he's a
what?
If he eats ass.
He eats ass. Slippers look like he eats smooth ass. Smooth ass.
Look, yo, it's like 40 seconds left. They about to win. Gonna stay.
That's it. Curry took it. Live in the park.
Did you get an update from Beanie?
Told him.
I did.
Okay?
I asked Beans if he's okay. I asked Buster. So look, we don't know when this episode come out. Maybe they did do the podcast already. Maybe they didn't. We trying to get Buster. We're trying to get Beans. All right.
They throw
a
volume.
Game over.
It's about to be over.
Oh,
26 seconds.
Golden State won?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, 26 seconds. I didn't see this one coming. I thought OKC was going to take it down.
Not at Golden State.
I thought OKC too.
Not at Golden State. OKC. OKC, yeah. If they was in OKC, they definitely could have won. 100%. But not at Golden State.
Yo,
okay,
so
had it.
This is a short one, man. You know what I mean?
Or it's an intro. We don't know.
Yeah, or it's a 45
minute. It's a long ass intro. It's a short ass intro.
Wow, you know.
Chop it
Scram
up.
Joe, tell them what you got, what you working on, man.
I'm working on this new Nori secret project that nobody knows about.
You know what I'm saying? I like that. Throw it
nobody
in the universe.
Nobody knows about the shit.
Throw it in the universe.
Shout out to my brother Dave East. We got like 15 tracks together. We got something coming out. Shout out to 50 Pick Some. We about to do something. And shout out to all the non-believers and all the sexy chicks and all the drinks. And drink champs, yo, salute, man. I'm happy that you got to, you know what I'm saying. Milk, the, milk
your weed.
Yeah, my
what
man,
you gave him an empty bottle? What
he gave him the empty meow.
What is going on here? Scram, no, give it back to him, my brother.
I don't know how to pronounce it.
Give it back.
I ain't gonna lie though, I did drink a lot of this.
Just so, buddy, what? So you are he trying to tell you to shout it out?
I don't gotta say nothing because he got it.
What did he give you an empty bottle for? Come on, Scram.
He basically saying rap it. He's saying rap it because I drank it. So I'm rapping.
The Mescal? We don't even know.
It's cognac. It's cognac.
It's cognac.
I rap cognac. There you go.
That sounds like bullshit.
Right. So that's it. So you
want to
shout out, Scram?
No, Shade 4-5 every Saturday, 6 to 8. You know, I used to do the weekly. I used to do the weekly slime with him. I say, yo, slime, you need to be on a radio show. Your personality bug out a little bit. I used to do the weekly shit. Sometimes I hit him. He'd be like, yo, I'm sleeping. I'm not sleeping. Hit me 20 minutes later, yo. I told him 7 p.m. every Saturday. Let's do the weekly slime where you talk about, you know, current events. And you know, we had a little wave. You know,
in and out.
And then you know, say so he ran with it and got this whole drink champ shit going. And you know. I'm saying I just
I
you know
been
my
back.
50%. That's all.
That's
man.
What you're trying to do. I'm sorry. If that's where it's going, I'm sorry. You're right. Yeah. I will try to keep up with the weekly slime because that we have been doing that.
No, actually, I'm super happy for you, man.
Oh,
I'm
man, thank
this
you.
This wave is
thank you, man.
You deserve it because I told you, man. Right. Milk your shit. Pause. Th- super.
Thank
pause,
you, baby.
Man.
We milk it. Two hands. So now, Mr. Lee, man, you got the Star Rock clothing, man. Your shit is very fly, but it's very limited.
Yeah, it's very limited.
So talk about that before you get about it.
To get it in some certain retail stores and my website.
Oh.
Well, in Star Rock website, starrockclothing.com. And I got some joints there. I got some.
Yo, walk around and push your t-shirts. Don't buy your shit and be a distributor. You want me to throw that in the universe so it happens now? Pharrell and push your t. Pick up Star Rock clothing so he can. You know what I'm saying?
That sounds good. That sounds
good. Yeah, yeah. Get your shit worldwide. You know what I'm saying? Haz, what you got going on, man? You don't ever talk on a mic, man. Grab a mic, man. Come on.
One time the mic's not close.
Grab a mic. What you got going on, man?
Oh, man, you already know. Just working on my new album, Hazmat 3. Got joints with, you know, new joints with Nori always. I got a new joint on Tech N9ne's new album. Hopefully working on something with the dog. You know what I'm saying? Just doing mad shit, man. Staying busy. Holler at me for mixes, mastering, hazardoussounds.com. You already know. I'm out
there. That's what's up. Sonny, we already know you don't got nothing going on but the weekend next time. But we going to let you shout your people out, whatever you want to do. Whatever you want to talk about.
Well, basically, what I got going on is I think I will be alive tomorrow.
You're doing a signing at a flea market,
let's
right?
Let's pray for that.
I'm doing a signing at a flea market, but I don't really know. And that should go through.
It's a pop-up shop. Yeah.
I'll probably buy some kicks tomorrow, but you know they ain't real.
That's true from flea market.
For the weekend, but you know that thing ain't real. And I'm probably going to keep drinking because I'm a drink champ, but you know that shit ain't real. So, for everybody keeping it real, Sonny's not.
At least he kept it real with that. He definitely kept it real with that.
You made a lot of money to the flea markets, huh?
You both got in the place. What you got going on?
What Twin got going on?
God, just talk to
I'm about to spit some bars.
Yo, he grabbed the mic like it was a shorty just now.
This is what Twin got going on. Right. Twin is very focused.
Drinking that fake activist still?
Nope. Okay. I'm very focused.
Let's
chasing my dreams. And releasing all the positive energy to the universe.
Let's make some noise for that.
So we can make this drink champ shit happen. And I believe, and I'm spreading this universe with my brother Slime, that we're going to have millions and millions of subscribers. And when we have this footage, it's going to be over. Just wait on it.
All right, my brother.
That's it.
All right, my brother. I don't want to tell you, step away from the mic again. Come on, Ant. Say something, bro. What you got going on, Ant? Come on, baby.
Now I'm working with my man right now, Presidential Zoe. He's a new upcoming artist. Coming out for Lauderdale, you know what I'm saying? So we're trying to make some shit happen right now. We got a mixtape coming out called Chain Gang Chronicles Lookout for it. Be coming out soon. That's somebody working over here.
Got the Bravado watch. Oh, yeah, all right, I'm watching. All right. Yo, Paul, what's going on, man? Update us on what's happening in sports right now.
Golden State fucking won and Cleveland won. But we're here with the drink chance. That's what's your what I'm prediction? About right
come
now.
Come on, Paul. What's your prediction?
All right, my prediction is like this. Golden State beat OKC, so Durant's pissed off. He's coming to Miami next year. And then Golden State going to beat Cleveland. And LeBron going to be pissed off. And he's coming to Miami next year.
The championship.
Golden State winning that shit.
Golden State beating LeBron again?
Twice, back to back.
But they ain't have a Kyrie Irving, and they ain't have... Mr. Love.
And they ain't got no defense. And fucking Golden State gonna take that shit.
So Golden State gonna win, hands down.
Oh, hands down.
Alright, we're gonna drop this on a Tuesday anyway. We're gonna drop this randomly, just give this to the people. Just, just so it's not outdated, because that right there, this is our sports
analyst.
Introduce yourself to the people one more time.
Shout out Crazy Hood. This is Paul, a.k.a. Weird Thought, a.k.a. Icky Hood, a.k.a. The All, a.k.a. Drink Champs, N-O-R-E, Sonny D, B-E-T, and Scram Jizzone.
And you also said that Kevin Durant is going where?
To Miami.
I don't agree with you on
that
at all.
I said it first. I don't know if they're not there, but I said it first.
That's the only prediction.
Kevin Durant going number high. Cool. All right, that was hard.
Slime, can I just cut you off for 1 second?
Yes. Talk about your ass.
Shout out to Dusko Poppington.
Oh, yeah, Dame Dash.
Shout out to Dusko Poppington for ruining my entire life. I'm just saying.
Dame, my people love your whiskey.
I'm
going to
go kill myself right now.
Right. Dame, people love your whiskey. Everybody, shout out. Big up to 8 and 9 once again, you know what I'm saying, for not only, you know, doing this great thing that we got going on with them, but we also
shout to my brother True Life out there.
Shout out to True Life. I haven't been able to speak to True Life. I've been looking for you with a daylight, with a flashlight. You know what I'm saying? Big you up, True Life. We love you. You know what I'm saying? Let's speak. Let's holler.
Look out for that 8 and 9 Drink Champs collaboration.
8 and 9 Drink Champs collab. We're going to have these, yo. You can buy your own.
Get that Drink Champs party starter pack.
Shout out to Moet. Yes. Shout out to Ciroc.
Shout out to Moet. Shout out to Ciroc.
Shout out to
Dusko Poppington.
All over the world.
Drinkchamps.com.
All the beers.
Hit us at Drink Champs.
Yeah, hit us at drinkchamps.com. Again, my boy Keith Howard from Moet Rosé. And, yeah, we're going to go all out. We didn't get to ask Slippers if he eat ass. We should ask... No, this is an ass-eater section.
Did you ask Boris?
No, Boris. Look, I don't have to ask Boris. Boris, come here. Where's Boris?
He's his girlfriend in Peru.
And Boris.
Slippers is hiding.
Yeah, Slippers and Boris.
Come here.
Come on, you ass-eater motherfuckers. They look like one of the dogs in question. Again, this is just an extra episode. We just throwing out. Drink Cat Family. Mr. Lee been on all the Pusha T albums, all of them. Scram Jones been on everybody album from New York and all over the place. You know what I'm saying? Boris.
What up?
And Slippers, come over here. Come over here, Slippers. Yeah, we look like you already know what the question is. Slippers. This is my man, Slippers. Most of the time in the daytime, he always have on slippers. At nighttime, he got on some good shoes because he's a businessman. But, Slippers, the question tonight has been, do you eat ass? And be careful because they already pointed to you and said you're guilty.
Well, for me, of course I do.
Yo, half didn't say. I tricked you. Is it a quiet taste? Come on, can you break it down?
The way they broke it down,
like when we broke up ass, they was like, Slippers is the ass specialist. So I've never ate ass. I've been around there a couple of times, but. Can you break down how do you eat? How does the ass eating process go?
How do you take it to the rack?
Yeah. Slam dunk it.
Get rim job.
If it's, first of all, no musty ass, no dirty ass. No musty pussy, no dirty pussy.
That's right.
But if you clean it off as a gift, as an incentive,
I'll eat all of that shit.
Keep it nice and clean.
Eat it off.
He was out there building. All right, Boris. Step up. No. Yo, you spit all over. That's a Peruvian spit. Jesus.
No ass, just straight pussy.
Nigga, you need some leftover ribs, man.
Out the shower, nah.
EFN said he eat.
That's fine.
You know if EFN said he do it, you got to do it. Come on.
Hashtag out the shower. I'm running with that.
EFN said he do it, boy. Showers.
Why don't you put some weed in her ass?
Yo, all right. There's one person I did not ask. There's one person I did not ask.
Why don't you put some weed in
her ass? He's the only Jamaican England man,
dream.
Now, eat that shit while he's bogling.
Now, they always say Jamaicans don't eat pussy. But I know that to be a lie. Dream, we need you to step up. You live, hold on, before you answer. You lived in Miami a long time.
A long ass time.
So even if you are Jamaican in core.
Yes.
You are still in Miami in core.
I am.
You probably, it's probably two different sides pulling you right now. We need to know, does a Jamaican England guy eat ass in Miami?
The Jamaican in me says no, but the British in me says yes.
Boom!
Let's make some noise for both of them niggas.
Become the ass episode.
Ass episode. EFN. It happens like this.
Smells like ass.
It's like
episode 11.
It's like when Benzino said to us, this is not what this is supposed to be about. We never know what it's supposed to be about.
I'm just gonna put the little shitty emoji.
Yeah. You know?
Shitty episode.
For all those that's criticizing us about us, you know, bleeping the horns. Listen, if these horns was with guys' names, I would have had no problem leaving them there. But when you're dealing with mothers now, and you're dealing with women who has fiancés and women who has husbands, you can't blow them up. You can't, and the guy never admitted it. Had Zeno said, yes, I did that, Zeno never said that. So that would have fell on us had we left the names.
Right.
But had he admitted it, which I thought he was, and I thought he was going to do, he didn't. But it's not Zeno's fault. That is our fault. We brung it up. So for those that you know that didn't understand that episode, that's the reason why I did, because we want to be responsible adults. And if nobody's going to protect our woman, then who will? We are people in hip-hop, and we want to respect the woman. We want to respect mothers, new mothers, old mothers, medium mothers. We want to respect women, period. And the fact that we didn't have women on here, a woman on here, period, yet I felt like it was decent to, you know, block these women's name out. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, sorry to leave it on a sad note, right? You know what I mean? But I mean, it's not sad, but I just wanted to protect women, man. It's serious. So, you know, we got a party tonight. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully, you know, all our people from 8 and 9 will come out and get drunk or roll with us. Where we at tonight? I forgot. Playhouse, right?
Playhouse.
DJ shouted that out.
Boulevard.
That's my hood, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Miramar.
That's my hood, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Miramar. You know what I mean?
Thought you was from left, right?
Yeah, nah. I'm from left, right. I got a separate life, man. This is the podcaster. This is yeah. It's the podcaster.
He's coming. He's coming out his show.
Yeah, man. Come on,
coming back home. You know that ring. This is the
right. Yes, I am white. And hey, listen, we plan on just randomly dropping this like on a Tuesday, whatever. We might be in Vegas right now. You know what I mean? Or listen, man, we are the first podcasters who took our show on the road. We see other podcasters emulating and duplicating and, you know, traveling with their podcast now.
We invented Gorilla Casting.
You going there?
Congratulations. You played yourself and you're biting.
With it too.
Now, from the 80s, the 90s, biting was accepted.
Y'all want a drink now?
But
Praise.
You can do it because you can't do it like us. So we'll be in Vegas, or we've already been in Vegas.
Hashtag
having some fun. The whole crew is coming out. I'm burping like a motherfucker. Sorry. Man, fuck it, man. We did it. I had a good time, man, just hanging out with the crew. It's Mad Drink Champ shirt. For those that don't know, you know, you get it online at drinkchamp.com. We got the noisemakers. We got the cups.
Get your scrape on.
But that's it, man.
About to go in.
And we selling Scram Jones Smooverizer. Like, whenever you want to be smooth, it's like, because you see, tonight he was smooth. So we're selling that. Like, for those who like
scramming
for your hype friends, we got to be selling Scram Jones Smooverizer. Hey. Once you put it on your nails,
expensive
you
shit.
Just get smooth. You know what I'm saying?
Exclusive.
Drink test, baby!
Find all your favorite movies and shows faster with Xfinity. Just speak into the X1 voice remote to search across live TV, on demand, even Netflix and Prime Video. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Restrictions apply.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.